Well, back here in the United States, wildfires continue to rage in Southern California, where nearly 200,000 people have been ordered to evacuate. The largest and most destructive fire has burned across thousands of acres in Ventura County, north of Los Angeles. And early this morning, another fire began near the Getty Museum in Los Angeles, not far from Interstate 405. Winds are expected to pick up later today. John Sepulvedo of KQED is in Los Angeles near the Getty Museum. Hi there, John.
Hi.
So first of all, just describe to us what you're seeing. What's the situation there?
I'm seeing apocalyptic dark smoke rise from one of the most iconic areas in Los Angeles. This is the home of the Getty Center, the home of one of the most valuable art collections in the world. What we're seeing is a lot of emergency personnel rushing in to try and stop the fires. We're seeing a lot of evacuations. I'm right next to a hotel that's near the 405 freeway, and folks are being asked to leave. They're being handed white masks. They're being told to grab their luggage and get out. There is just a credible concern that this fire is going to spread. And it's a big deal anytime a highway shuts down in Los Angeles. It's especially a big deal when it's on the 405, and we're seeing a total shutdown of the south or of the northbound lanes on the 405, which is creating a traffic snarl. So I'm seeing lots of traffic, both in the cars, from evacuees, and of police and firefighters as they respond to this fire in Los Angeles.
Wow. So the effect of this fire could reach far beyond the actual location that it's at because of the problem with Interstate 405. But tell us more about exactly where this fire is located. What else is around there that's making this such a dangerous event?
Well, this is just a hotbed of fuel. You have a lot of trees that grew a lot during the heavy downpour about a year ago and then got hit by the summer's intense drought. So there's a lot of vegetation that is dry and ready to burn. And that's something that we're seeing not just here in Los Angeles, but all across the Southland, all across Southern California. A lot of dry vegetation, more than normal, and it's just being lit up as embers from really fast-moving winds, known as Santa Anas locally, spread those embers throughout the area. So, you know, here we know it's a little bit more than 50 acres. If you go to Ventura County, which is about an hour north of where I'm standing right now by car, you know, it's 65,000 acres. A lot less people in Ventura County, but there's still it's providing the spark that could cause lots of concern throughout the region.
Now, you mentioned those winds. I understand that last night water-dropping planes and helicopters were grounded in fighting fires because of high winds. So how are the firefighting efforts going?
Well, they're basically, firefighters are being asked to fight these fires with both hands tied behind their backs because the weather's not helping. We're seeing these unseasonable winds in the Southland. And then on top of it, because there are so many fires, they don't have access to specialty equipment or they can't get help from nearby firefighters. For a long time, Southern California has been a model throughout the country of different jurisdictions working together when there's a fire. But now, you know, for example, here in Los Angeles, they can't turn to their neighbors in Ventura and ask for help because they're fighting their own fires. And San Diego can't send people because there's concern that these fires might spread to San Diego as the winds shift down there. So not only do they not have the equipment and the resources that they need because there are so many fires, the weather is then hampering their ability to use the resources and equipment that they already have. And on top of all of this, it's very steep terrain. These are the hills of Los Angeles, and it just makes it very, very difficult to fight.
Yeah. So last question, John, because, I mean, here we are in December. Peak wildfire season is usually
October.
Oh, is
it December?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's the first thing. There's always this question of how is this related to the changing climate. And I don't have the answer. And I think, you know, scientists are always really quick to say, don't put any one event on climate change. But I will say this. I myself have seen at least 5 wildfires in person, 2 of them through traveling, not even covering them as a reporter. 1, the deadliest wildfire in California history. And if you look at the satellite images of California and the West from space this year in a time-lapse fashion, you'll see that for most of the year, the West has been on fire. So this is unseasonable winds, but we are also in a different era of firefighting, and there's serious questions going forward. Do we have the money for it? Do we have the resources for it? Do we have the personnel? can we stop these from becoming the monsters that they have been this year?
Well, John Sepulvedo is with KQED. He's in Los Angeles today. John, thank you so much.
Thank you.